I will tell you about 15 years ago, at the age of 35 years old, I felt like something was wrong with my body, and I was a size 34 doubled with regard to my breasts, and I'm a small boned woman. And the oncologist and my general OBGYN and then a surgeon that I'd gone to see, all three of them said, there's just nothing to worry about. Just don't worry about it, because it's microcalcifications, and that's not a precursor to cancer, and just cut out caffeine. A couple of them said, you know, that can be the worst thing, is worrying about it. And I continued to feel like something was wrong, so I had two mammograms. And then finally, I went to see a second surgeon, and this was all within the course of about an 18-month to two-year period. So by the time they kept saying, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, and I kept going, I started to feel like a hypochondriac. And I knew it because I had always been a healthy person. I went all through school without missing one day of school. I'd worked for people throughout the years, you know, my entire life, and never missed a day of work. And I knew something was wrong with my body intuitively. The whole time this was going on, unfortunately, my younger brother, Lance, had been misdiagnosed with cancer in Kansas City, Missouri. That's where we live. And fortunately, he was told he had what's called leiomyosarcoma, and that's not treatable in any way, shape, or form. And the doctors in Kansas City just kept cutting it out and cutting it out. Finally, after three surgeries, they said, there's nothing more we can do for you. If you want, you can go down to MD Anderson Cancer Center. We didn't, as a family, know there was any such thing as a comprehensive cancer center. So, you know, dumb us, no, we just weren't educated. Went down to MD as a family. Within a 24-hour period, we found out that he'd been misdiagnosed for 2 years. He had malignant fibrous histiocytoma, which is 100% treatable. It's 100% curable. And we were frustrated. We were very frustrated. They started chemotherapy and treatment immediately. And my brother passed away 1 month after I was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer at MD Anderson Cancer Center. I am not pointing any fingers, but I do believe there was an unfortunate delay in my proper diagnosis, and I don't believe that had I been diagnosed when I started to feel in my gut something was wrong, I don't feel like it would have proceeded to stage 4. And on May 1st, 2000, I, at the age of 36 years old, I had my first port installed. I started a clinical trial at MD Anderson Cancer Center. It was for HER2 positive. I was extremely HER2 positive. And I feel very blessed I was able to be part of a clinical trial and start my cancer journey that way. After I started treatment, about 30 days after I started treatment, my younger brother passed away at MD Cancer Center. At the age of 35, my parents felt cheated. I felt cheated. My older brother felt cheated. Everyone in our family felt cheated. And after being told I had below a 2% chance to live for 5 years, I thought I have to do everything within my power to beat this, because I know I have a lot to give back. I know I have a lot to learn. And thank goodness I learned a lot from my younger brother's cancer misdiagnosis, is what I like to say, because, you know, had he been properly diagnosed, you know, everything could have been different for me. I don't know. But instead of second guessing, I jumped in to Western medicine, and I'm a huge Western medicine believer. But that being said, I don't believe I'd be here had I not incorporated holistic modalities, which I totally believe is one of the reasons why I'm alive. I don't want to get into politics, but I just think there's so much we can do all naturally to build our immune system, to keep our immune system built. I mean, I know for a fact that by the time someone's 60 years old, they've had cancer an average of 10 times in their life already. And it's all based on whether or not our immune system is able to fight it. And I just believe that with my brother's misdiagnosis and obviously something hereditary, somehow, some way, even though they say it's not hereditary. And they also say my brother's rare sarcoma is not linked to my metastatic breast cancer with liver metastasis. I believe that it has to do with our environment and something somewhere between our cancers has to be connected. I mean, you don't wish it on an enemy, much less. I remember in here you are with the same thing, and just seeing my husband scared, my child scared, all of my closest friends scared, you know, because that's all we knew, is once you have stage 4 cancer, you die. And that's why I wanted to live. I wanted to prove that there are survivors of every type and every stage of cancer. Altogether, I've had 6 surgeries relating back to my cancer journey, and I had radio frequency ablation to my liver. I had a double mastectomy. I've had several eye surgeries relating back to cancer and chemotherapy, as crazy as that sounds. And on the record, I just want to state I did not do reconstruction. I have a lot of newly diagnosed cancer patients, mostly breast cancer, asking me why all the time I didn't opt for that. And I just know that every time you go under the knife, your immune system is compromised. And it just wasn't worth it to me to put something back onto my body that I felt like tried to kill me in the first place. And so if I wasn't happily married, maybe I would go a different direction. I don't know. But I am. And I don't feel the reason to undergo the surgeries and to do that. But everyone has their personal opinion on that. And I don't want to go through any more surgery, period. I was finally properly diagnosed in April of 2000. And I started Western medicine on a clinical trial with Herceptin. And I did that along with other Western medicine treatments for about 18 months. I mean, it was hard chemotherapy, and then the radiofrequency ablation and the double mastectomy all thrown in that first 18 months. And so I was finished with what's called Western medicine treatment in October of 2001. And that's when I decided, hey, this is not over. I mean, the journey is not over. I see people celebrating all the time in the treatment rooms that they have their last chemotherapy. And I still undergo treatment today. I receive a triple dose of Herceptin intravenously in the chemotherapy room. And it's not easy. I experience all kinds of things in there every 21 days. But I'm going to tell you, it keeps my journey raw and it keeps it real. Helps me to stay the path, to stay the course, because I don't want to stop treatment. And as long as my EKGs, which I echocardiograms and everything, aren't showing any heart toxicity, I want to continue doing treatment, because the HER2 oncogene combined with the cancer is what tried to kill me. And as long as we can keep it pushed back and at bay, and as long as insurance, you know, helps with it, and as long as I don't have any heart toxicity, I'm going to stick with it. I give great glory to God, number one, in prayer. I'm totally, totally thankful every day. I wake up every day and thank God. I just ask for guidance, and anything that comes into my life, I feel like it does for a reason at a certain time. So through the course of time, I've done acupuncture, I've done reflexology, therapeutic massage, I've done a little bit of electric therapy. I've done hyperbaric oxygen chambers. Of course, I've done the saunas. I understand the importance of keeping as much oxygen into my body as possible. I also understand that anything white I consume turns to sugar, and sugar fuels cancer cells. So I changed everything about how I live. I mean, once you're told you have stage 4 metastatic cancer and it's everywhere throughout your lymphatics and you have tumors in your liver, you have to do everything you can. And, you know, if you just do Western medicine, I don't see it working very often. And so I just think you have to do everything you can. It's like a chair. And if all 4 legs aren't even all the time, you'll topple over. And so you have to eat right, you have to sleep right, you have to think right, and you have to move right. And, you know, if we just have this sedentary lifestyle and we don't get out and move and exercise our lymphatic systems and keep that moving, you know, that doesn't have a pump like the heart does for the blood. I try to stay moving. I don't allow myself to have pity parties very often. You know, long story short, you've just got to, you got to be out there and you got to be proactive, and you have to understand you are what you eat. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous to some people, but I don't want to be a big cancer cell. And so I'm not going to fuel it with anything white. And instead, I'm going to eat foods that are alkaline and that keep my pH balance where it needs to be. Because a pH balanced diet can help your immune system to fight off free radicals. And I think that's why I'm here. They won't say once you're stage four that you're cancer free. Once you're stage four, they don't go, oh, all of a sudden you're stage two, you're so lucky, or all of a sudden you're stage zero again. Instead, I'm what's called evidence of disease. And I've been clinically diagnosed as new evidence of disease since October of 2001. And my Tibetan monk, his name's Dr. Yeshe Dondon, I haven't seen him for a few years, but I used to see him every 6 months when he'd come to the United States, and I used to take his Tibetan herbs. He was the first one in early October of 2001 that said, you have no more cancer in your body. And I literally came back to Kansas City, took all the tests, did the PET scans, the bone scans, the MRIs, you know, everything that we're supposed to do. And that was the first time that Western medicine did concur and has concurred with him ever since. In the beginning, I fought to live for my family, my husband, and my son. I mean, that's what we have in this life, in this world. And friends are wonderful, you know, but some will come and come go, but you know, your family is your family. And I will tell you that in 2005, I did lose my only child in a car accident. And all of my friends and the rest of my family thought for sure that at that point I would give up. And I just want you to know that I didn't, because I know that he wouldn't want me to, number one. And number two, I feel like, as one of my angels in heaven, he's one of the reasons I have the strength that I do to coach for free anyone who reaches out to me, anyone who wants guidance, anyone who wants to see a real life stage four cancer survivor who's not just surviving and getting by. I want to look like I'm thriving. I want to feel like I'm thriving despite a stage four cancer diagnosis. And you know, no matter what setbacks, we can all bullet through it, and we can pull strength from within, from angels, and we can all win. We're all here for a reason, and so why not share what we learn in our journey with others who follow in our path? If someone wants to contact me, I do free coaching all day long. That's what I want to do. That's how I want to give back. And I can be reached by email at Lori, L-O-R-I, Lober, L-O-B, like boy, at LoriLober@AOL.com. And I can also be reached through Facebook at Lori, middle initial C, like Capri, Lober, L-O-B-E-R. Feel free to contact me at 816-589-2333. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, in the United States, and I'm in the Central Time Zone. And truly, I wake up every single morning, and I am excited about who God's going to put into my life that day. We all know that our bodies are miraculous, and if we put in good stuff, our bodies can do amazing things. So. You know, I've been out there, and I've been living and walking, and I walk the way I talk in order to try to be a good role model for other people who come into my life. But in 2000, in July of 2000, that's when I started studying nutrition and as it relates back to cancer in the body. And I'm not certified. I'm not a doctor. I don't have any designations, but I'm a stage four cancer survivor that's alive and well, I think, because of my studies. And I was listening to my holistic nutritionist. I was purchasing all of her supplementation at retail pricing. To buy a high quality coenzyme Q10 alone, I was spending $80 to $85 a month just on that. I just give that as an example. I was doing high quality grapeseed oils. Back then I was doing MGN3. I had a compounding nutritionist, holistic nutritionist recommend naltrexone in small doses. I'm still on that, and I have to give glory to it because I'm still on it. But then I was doing all the Tibetan herbs. I was doing everything my acupuncturist had me do with regard to Chinese medicine. This is a book that I wrote, and it's about my cancer journey, and it's everything I did, along with a bunch of, you know, photos, and just so people can see, you know, how real. I mean, I'm just a normal person, you know, just like they are. Here it is. And it's available through, it's called www.isasalestools.com. But I don't know if you'll be able to see this picture, but like, this is me, you know, in 2000 and 2001. And this is another picture of me sitting out on a bench, bald headed and just praying to angels. And, you know, I just want people to, you know, here I am with one of my doctors, and it's just, you know, my story, but, you know, it's the importance of obtaining a proper diagnosis and having multiple pathologists read biopsies, the importance of getting to a comprehensive cancer center, putting your health and wellness team together. You're not going to go to a doctor who's going to do it all for you. You have to be your own best advocate to put your health and wellness team together. Be a proactive, be a health and wellness warrior. Just know that you can win. I mean, if you don't believe it and see yourself as whole and well on the other side, it cannot be it. I mean, I coach newly diagnosed cancer patients every single day. And the one thing that I say is, if you don't have hope, you have nothing. And I said it before, but there are cancer survivors of every type and every stage out there. And why not one of them be you? Why not? If it can be me, it can be you.